I mentioned earlier that Mussorgsky finished Boris Godunov twice, without really explaining what I meant. Mussorgsky first completed Boris in 1869 as an opera in four parts with seven scenes. When the composer submitted it to the Imperial Theatre for presentation, the review committee rejected it. The opera had no diva. Only two of the seven scenes had any women at all. The inn scene had a hostess, and the Kremlin apartments featured meagre appearances by Boris's daughter and her female attendant. If the review panel didn't actually accuse Mussorgsky of going off the deep end, perhaps it was only because they thought he had done so long ago. Far from complaining, the brash composer did a rewrite that went far beyond anything that had been suggested. He added a new act, dropped an existing scene, reorchestrated, rearranged the scenes, and added new text. The original had six meaty parts for men, but while he was slipping in a Polish princess, Mussorgsky offset her by adding yet another big bass baritone role. It's at this point in the opera that Mussorgsky added the Polish act, so-called because it's set in the city of Sandomir, in the southeast corner of Poland. The act introduces the love interest, the Princess Marina, and her shady confessor, Father Rangoni. Rangoni wants Marina to convince the pretender Dimitri to reunite the church under the Pope, while Marina wants Dimitri to marry her. At Lyric, we omit the entire act, since it's not a part of the original opera. The Mariinsky accepted Boris with Mussorgsky's revision, but not immediately. In 1872, shortly after the composer finished his rewrite, the coronation scene was premiered by itself at a concert in St. Petersburg. This was followed 2 months later by a concert premiere of Just the Polonaise from the Polish act. Mid-1872 saw the presentation of three scenes together, the inn scene and the two scenes of the Polish act. Finally, in 1874, the complete opera was given by the Mariinsky. One might expect this to have been the end of the dismemberment, but it wasn't. You may remember that I mentioned that Mussorgsky's fellow composers considered him to be a talented amateur. Brilliant, yes, but not to be trusted with a full evening in the theatre. Mussorgsky had always been a heavy drinker. This had not unnaturally affected his health, and by 1881, at the age of 42 years and 1 week, he was dead. Shortly after his death, Mussorgsky's friend Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov began the process of readying the composer's works for publication. There was much to do. Of the operas, Mussorgsky had only finished one, Boris, meaning new music had to be written. Rimsky was an important composer and one of the foremost orchestrators of his day, and this, coupled with the general feeling that Mussorgsky himself was an erratic musician, led Rimsky to do more than just clean up the dead composer's works. As Rimsky wrote, the compositions were very defective, teeming with clumsy, disconnected harmonies, shocking part writing, amazingly illogical modulations, or intolerably long stretches without ever a modulation, and bad scoring. What is needed is an addition for practical and artistic purposes, suitable for performances, and for those who wish to admire Mussorgsky's genius, not to study his idiosyncrasies and sins against art. By the time Rimsky had finished with Boris, scarcely one measure in six of the revised 1872 version had been left untouched. Orchestrations were changed, settings were altered. Rimsky even changed the notes so that the tunes that sat high in a singer's range were now low and vice versa. This meant there were three versions of the opera, Mussorgsky's original, his revision, and Rimsky's revision. Whatever the relative merits, Rimsky's publication had one all-important result. The opera began to be known worldwide. Its place in the repertoire was cemented by its presentation in Paris in 1913 under the direction of the important Russian impresario Sergei Diaghilev. Diaghilev added to the confusion by reordering the scenes, but his casting of the Russian bass Fyodor Shalyapin in the title role made the premiere international news. Nowadays, most musicians agree that Mussorgsky's own score, even with its flaws, is mesmerizing and fully worth performing. It's that original version that Lyric presents.